Hello and welcome to the Bull Gap Journal. We're here in Sylacauga, Alabama at the Radio Alabama Studios with an episode of the Bull Gap Journal where we talk about life, leadership, and common sense. I'm Robert Holmes. Some of you know me as Bob, Sylacauga native, military veteran, combat veteran, and all-around community citizen at large. I'm joined today by a sidekick here at Radio Alabama, David McCurley. We come together every few months or so, and we'll do a couple of episodes on the Bull Gap Journal, and we'll just two old country guys sort of talking about life.
You hit it right with the word old.
David, welcome. I think a lot of you who are Radio Alabama fans know David as McCurley in the morning, and you also see him on all of the sports networks, much of the programming there for the great number of sports networks that Radio Alabama now is hosting. So welcome. I'm amazed that you can find time to sit down and without doing something else around here as well, man.
Well, it is busy. It's a busy time of year, but listen, I can always find time for the general. He's the man.
I just appreciate being able to sit down with
you, man.
Thank
you for having me.
Thanks. And so if you folks out there will just bear with us, these two old codgers are going to sit and talk about some stuff. But I want to talk about Dolly Parton.
Absolutely.
As we talk about life and people that influence us, Dolly Parton comes to my mind because a few weeks back I was in Nashville and we were able to get tickets to see Hello, I'm Dolly, which is a biographical musical that is being staged right now in Nashville for it's making its way to Broadway for a Broadway opening next year. And to see Dolly's life laid out was amazing.
It's if you really don't know, a lot of people just hear the songs on the radio. They may go to Dollywood up there, yeah, in Tennessee, things like that. But if you really don't know how big of a humanitarian she is,
exactly,
you're in trouble because I'm going to tell you something that was funny. I received these things from different polls and different just little funny facts that, right, I share on my morning show. And one of them said, if aliens come here tomorrow and said, take me to your leader, it had a poll, and would it be your boss? Would it be your spouse? Would it be your kid? Take me to your boss. And the biggest majority of people said Dolly Parton. And that's the truth. I wouldn't have any problem with her being my leader.
You told me you were going to throw one at me before we started. So when you started that, I knew where this was going.
I mean, this, take me to your leader, and your leader is Dolly Parton. But, she is a she is country music Hall of Fame,
right,
humanitarian. Probably in my lifetime, probably the biggest humanitarian I've known.
It could very well be, man. I mean, I was looking at the things that she does with regard to setting up a library. I'm looking at it right here, the Imagination Library, founded back in the 90s, where she gave free age-appropriate books to children from birth to five to try to help that early learning. Another program, disaster relief. She leads, yeah, the way in community support.
She also leads a big way in the farmers. She's a big supporter, yeah, of our nation's farmers.
Yeah. So in seeing her life laid out, it's obvious. You go back and know that her roots were there as a youngster in East Tennessee in the Smoky Mountains, and then her rise to appear as a child star on the Grand Ole Opry, and then you begin to see her career take off in country music as she then made her way to be part of the Porter Wagoner Show, and then there's a twist that it's like other singers, and I even look at Cher, who did this, starts as a singer in a particular genre of music, then gets into acting, gets into other things. So Dolly even then made her entry into movies and television. So it's incredible to see how talented she really is and still is today. You know, if you look at all of the things that she's doing still with regard to music, but you'll see her life laid out before you in this, you know, two-hour Broadway show, which was amazing. So,
yeah, and I'm really glad to know that her life story will be on Broadway, hopefully this time next year.
Yeah.
That'd be something I would probably enjoy seeing. But I got to tell you, growing up, we were always, when I say we, my buddies and I and friends in high school, when we were in school, the big thing with us was just getting together and watching movies, okay? And I got to tell you, if you have never seen the movie 9 to 5, it is one of the funniest movies that you can sit down and watch, and you can watch it with your family. It's very clean to me. But her and Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda are the funniest three people in that movie I think I've seen in a long time. And believe it or not, Bob, that movie still is shown on TV today.
I know. And that was all part of this Broadway depiction about, you know, how she got into that. And, of course, it was, you know, just, you know, a very few minutes of that whole thing, but how important that was and how she made a statement in that movie, you know, that was then that reached so many. So
yeah, it was a very well put together movie, and I think you couldn't have asked for any three better people and her and Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda be put together. And I'm going to challenge our audience: if you've never seen that movie, if you're 25 or 30 years old or just married and you've never seen it, get on Netflix, check it out, because it is really funny.
Yeah. So going back to Dolly's music, she, in addition to just being Dolly the vocalist that is going to capture, you know, with her voice and her style, songwriter. I mean, I think what people may not realize is how many songs she's written for other people. And then you start digging into it, and it's written by Dolly Parton.
Yeah. And another thing that we fail to realize, a lot of times, not only songs that she's written for other people or any artist has written for other people, but other artists who take one of her songs and just makes it explode.
Yeah.
And you know, we probably know where I'm going with this. Mm-hmm. The one that comes to my mind more than any is Whitney Houston singing "I'll Always Love You."
Right.
And that's Dolly Parton's
song.
But Whitney made it her song as well.
That's right. Now, an interesting thing going back to the show, and I'm glad you brought that up, was I Will Always Love You. Sounds like a romantic ballad for having lost a love, okay? Mm-hmm. Do you know who she wrote that for?
I think I know, but I'm going to let Porter you Wagner. Guess what I thought.
And it wasn't a romantic. It was "I Will Always Love You," and she was talking about the relationship, even though it had been rocky, particularly toward the end, where, in a sense, she was becoming a bigger star than Porter Wagner, and they finally had to separate, as musicians. And it was just chilling because it laid it out in the show that she had actually written this song for him. And then it became a romantic ballad, then particularly amplified by Whitney Houston.
Yeah. So. And I think about a lot of the other things that Dolly has done that a lot of people don't know. She was very influential in the Judds coming about, also the Mandrell Sisters. Came about when Dolly was in, you know, her heyday and everything. And she just does so much for so many.
She does.
And it doesn't, Bob, to be honest with you, a lot of it doesn't have to do with music.
I know.
It's just, she's an amazing individual. And I can only imagine want to keep her around as long as she can. But when she leaves this world, she's going to leave a big hole.
And she just lost Carl Dean, you know, her husband. And I could tell there were elements of the show. She wrote part of the show. And it's particularly, you know, she started writing the show with a co-author before his death. But I couldn't help but see now that he has passed away that there were elements of the show where that message came loud and clear about how much she loved him and how she, you know, he was such a part of her life. He was so supportive, even though there was a rocky road there. Just it meant so much to her, and I think the legacy, his legacy, still, you know, it plays a large part of her life. She's almost larger than life. I mean, she is.
Well, and the one thing that always really inspired me about her is she's like the Energizer Bunny.
Right.
She doesn't slow down.
That's right.
And I mean, she's up in age. It doesn't bother her. She just keeps going.
And she's one of those people. She's one of those people that makes you feel good and makes you feel better because of whatever warmth and joy and excitement she brings to the meeting, the discussion, the song, the show, or whatever. And those people are a treasure.
Yeah, it's almost like if she's a piece of metal and you're a magnet, she just draws you to her. Right. I mean, really. And, you know, so, but she, I thought about that the other day when I came across that with my show, Take Me to Your Leader. And I'm like, wow, the biggest one that most people said was Dolly Parton.
That's great. Well, I guess the lesson, the takeaway here is, you know, a young East Tennessee hillbilly, Smoky Mountains girl who had a vision, who had a dream, and that's loud and clear is that she wanted to follow her dream, and she didn't want anybody to hold her back. Almost to a fault, and she will admit that she's really. In a way, not afraid to laugh at herself, which is another thing that just makes you really, really respect her. She wants to follow her dream, but she also does not want to get in the way for other people to follow their dream. And that's what comes through loud and clear, is that she wants people to be free to follow their dream.
Yeah, I've heard her say many times before, do whatever you can for whoever you can, all that you can, and everything will fall
into
place.
I've read that. Okay, David, this is good. We ought to take a country music singer every other month or so and just unpack it like this, and because there's so much, you know, you've made this point to me before and to others about the goodness of country music and country musicians and the stars who really step outside of their stardom to just be really, really down-to-earth good people.
Yeah, and, I mean, the word country is there for a reason.
That's right.
They support our country more than any other genre, I believe. But I got to tell you, I'm a little envious. The next time you go to Nashville, I want to go.
All right, well, let's do a road trip, man.
Let's do it.
We could do that.
I'm serious. I've gone through Nashville, but I've never spent a lot of time there. There's a few, of course, I don't really go for the bars as far as going for the bar, but I'd love to go and see things.
Right.
And one of my favorite musicians right now, who's a guy that just gave, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of dollars to the relief fund in North Carolina with the floods, was Eric Church, who is from there.
Church. Mm-hmm.
He has a new, well, it's not new anymore, but Chiefs is his
I saw it on the street corner.
And they say it's standing room only every night.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I didn't go down there at night. It's for an old guy like me, the crowds are pretty hefty to navigate the sidewalks, man.
I'd probably be in that boat with you.
I was good to make it up and down the street to get to the Ryman Auditorium, and that was good. But well, listen, folks, thanks for being with David McCurley and Bob Holmes here on the Bull Gap Journal. We unpacked a little bit about Dolly Parton, who is an icon and certainly a great influencer in many of our lives, particularly here in the South. And really, if you look at her reach all over the world and what she does, in that she's such an icon. So thanks for joining us. We're going to be back. We're going to talk about, I think we've made a deal here, every other month or so, we're going to go into a country music personality and talk about their influence on our lives. On the Bull Gap Journal, we talk about life, we talk about leadership, we talk about common sense. Sometimes in this day and age, common sense may be more and more difficult to find. And so with folks like David, we're going to try to unpack that so that we can understand more about why common sense is so important. Thanks for joining us. Again, it's Robert Holmes, your host. Some of you know me as Bob. If you like the Bull Gap Journal, like what you've heard, go to radioalabama.net/bullgap and find out more.